fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here, our second hour on Thursday, the 5th of October. In preparation of the day, I want to encourage all of you to maintain your situational awareness. If you don't know what that is, well, it's being aware of your surroundings. Anytime you're out in public, especially, to be aware, have your situational awareness at a proper level. I believe there's different levels of situational awareness. If you're at a large public gathering of some sort, or a venue where there's hundreds of people, airports, bus stations, train stations, athletic events, entertainment venues, anything like that, you should have a higher state of awareness, state of alert. That's your proper tip of the day. We were hoping that Don Kubley would call in with Inner Shelter Domes. He has not yet. If he does, we will certainly bring him on the air here. In the meantime, we'll have open lines at 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. The events in Las Vegas this past Sunday. Okay, I was talking last hour about how the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms ruled that a common shoestring found in the shoes of men, women, boys, and girls, that a particular shoestring was ruled to be a machine gun. Lots of people, Americans, are hearing about bump fire stocks for the first time this past week. This is common knowledge in the gun culture that such stocks exist. There's also trigger mechanisms that can be installed to accomplish the same goal. Either one of these devices simulates automatic weapons fire that a machine gun would do. It doesn't make the firearm a machine gun because the human finger is still pulling the trigger each time. So it's still a semi-automatic firearm as far as the law is concerned. In addition, a common shoestring that would be found in the shoe of a man, a woman, a boy, or a girl, a common shoestring can accomplish the same thing. So we already have anti-gun liberals calling for the making these bump fire devices illegal or registered. They can't make anything illegal, quite frankly, just be a registered item. Are these trigger mechanisms the same thing? Not knowing or not caring that a common shoestring can accomplish the same thing. In fact, you can do a simple search on your search engine. All you need to put is three words in the search engine box: shoestring and machine gun. Three words. Shoestring, or you could do four words. Shoestring, as in two separate words, or shoestring as one word, and then machine gun, two other words. And you will find the references to how to get a common shoestring to have a semi-automatic rifle or pistol shoot as fast as a machine gun. Quite frankly, I've never been interested in that myself, never interested enough to attempt to do that. I don't see any purpose to it other than making a lot of noise. You're going to dramatically degrade the accuracy of any rifle, shotgun, or pistol that's attached to in that manner. It doesn't matter if it's a bump fire stock or a trigger mechanism or a shoestring. You're going to dramatically degrade your accuracy. If you want to make a lot of noise and pretend to have a machine gun, hey, go for it if that's what you want to do. I have no desire to do so. Even with a 22, you're looking at an expenditure of ammunition that serves no purpose other than having fun and making a lot of noise. But I want to make people aware of that, knowing that people need to have the knowledge that these are simple mechanical devices. A bump fire stock could be built by any boy who could get a C- in high school shop, could build a bump fire stock. Any boy that could get a C- in high school shop could build one of these trigger mechanisms. These are not complex, exotic pieces of equipment. They are simple. Simple, simple. We got a caller on hold here. We have Scott in Arizona. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. I was just going to comment on the accuracy. You see those bump stocks, I guess, are kind of like a pump, but come to the range, and they can barely hit a target at 50 yards.
Right.
You know, doing that. And so the guy's, 320 feet above the ground, 1,200 feet away from the people.
Right.
I mean, he could easily miss the whole thing. Plus, he physically capable of doing that thousands of times?
Right. You know? Well, we know. One other thing we know about his medical history is he was had a prescription for psychotropic drugs, which wouldn't affect your ability to handle a firearm. In fact, many of the mass shooters have also been had prescriptions for psychotropic drugs. That seems to be one of the very few common denominators there, Scott.
I know, and seems like the pharmacies aren't being held liable for their side effects from the drugs they make.
Well, I wouldn't go after the pharmacies. I would go after the pharmaceutical manufacturers. The people who manufacture, and the FDA, of course. The FDA approves these horrendous drugs. The pharmaceutical companies manufacture them. So there's plenty of blame and guilt to go around. We have the doctors making the prescriptions, the FDA approving them, and the pharmaceutical companies manufacture them. I would not hold any responsibility to the people who distribute them, the pharmaceutical, pharmacies. They're just an innocent bystander as far as I'm concerned. That couldn't be done. What they are doing couldn't be done if it wasn't for the manufacturer and the FDA giving their approval.
Well, I'm sticking that it was a military-grade type of machine gun. The guns would melt. Those guns he had would melt on that much fire, as far as I can figure, or the barrels would warped.
They're good. I've seen
usefulness.
I've seen an M14 shot semi-automatic, 80 to 100 rounds, and the barrel was turning red, literally turning red. And granted, the instructor was shooting very rapid fire semi-automatic, but these firearms, semi-automatic rifles, are not designed to shoot hundreds of rounds a full automatic. They will be compromised and unable to fire after maybe 100, 200 rounds at the most.
I agree with that completely. There's an interesting video on, I forget the thing, but it kind of shows, it's on Real Armistice, something like that. It shows, could be somebody within the crowd with a firearm. It's hard to tell, but,
right.
You know, there'll be a lot of videos of the different stuff, so.
Well, these days, with almost every human being having a video camera on their cell phone, there's probably going to be multiple videos coming out from that event that we haven't even seen yet.
Yeah, if there is, post them on the internet. So apparently I heard the FBI seized all the electronic filming of everything. So now
they attempted to. You got 22,000 people running to the four compass points, escaping. It would be a diligent attempt to get their hands on as much as they could. I doubt they'll get everything, despite being diligent. They'll make a great attempt, I'm sure, to get their hands on all photographic and video evidence they can.
They get in the hotel and all that stuff.
And right.
Another thing, when this originally came out, there was an officer they were interviewing. And they asked him what type of gun it was, and he said it was an FN. And I never heard that again.
Right.
You know, so FN is a military quality rifle.
FN
could be a saw machine gun.
Saying it's an FN is like saying a vehicle was a Ford. You know, is it a Ford Fiesta or an 18-wheeler? You know, that doesn't narrow it down. It just gives the name of the manufacturer. So,
a lot of military weapons.
Exactly. So a lot of unanswered questions here that hopefully will be revealed the proper and correct answers as we move forward from this event here, Scott.
Yeah, I pray that Sheriff is an honest guy, because he's the only one that can.
He's the man in charge.
He's
in charge.
Yeah.
He knows it. He's the lead investigator. He has original jurisdiction, and the FBI is helping, but he be the man in terms of who's in charge there. And so far, I have confidence that he'll do the right thing for the right reasons.
All right. Well, thank you.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Scott. We appreciate it. The call number is 800-313-9443. I've been part of the gun culture since I was a boy. I think I got my first BB gun. I would have been 8 years old. My grandfather started teaching me to shoot around age 10 or so, real firearms. I believe I got my first firearm, which was a 20-gauge shotgun. I would have been, I guess, in the sixth or seventh grade, something like that. And I've been I'm an NRA life member, NRA certified firearms instructor, a combat veteran of Vietnam, and so forth. So I've been immersed in the gun culture since President Eisenhower was president. And I'm no I don't consider myself an expert. I know and work with two experts, like my friend Sam Andrews, who does cutting-edge development in optics and projectiles and cartridges, builds rifles for the SWAT teams and the special operations guys. So while I don't consider myself an expert, I do know and work with the two experts who, when I get stuck and have a question that needs to be answered, I just pick up the phone and talk to the real experts. Now, compared to the general population, I'm an expert, but within the gun culture itself, I would not consider myself an expert. But I'll certainly discuss to the best of my ability anything related to firearms or the gun culture to the best of my ability within my limitations. This when I woke up Monday morning, and like all of you, I was so disappointed to see that this mass shooting had happened. I immediately immersed myself into the event, given the limitations, time limitations I had. My friend Tim Spencer has a bit more discretionary time than I do, and he's getting up to speed on pretty much all the nuances of this event that took place in Las Vegas just before midnight, Sunday night, which I thought was a bit unusual to begin with. Maybe it's just my lifestyle. A music concert late on a Sunday, because I've always had to go to work on Monday morning myself, but I guess in Las Vegas you can do things that you couldn't do in other places. Have a music event late on a Sunday evening, obviously well attended, 22,000 people plus there. And what a tragedy. What a tragedy. ISIS has claimed that Mr. Paddock was a soldier of ISIS. I've seen no other evidence to that effect. There was an early report of Antifa material being found in Mr. Paddock's premises. I don't recall if it was a hotel room or his home or both. There's a distinct lack of hard evidence to back up these beliefs. The sheriff, as far as I can tell, is a stand-up guy who will do the right thing and have his men conduct a proper investigation and make available to us the real deal as to who Mr. Paddock was, what was motivating him, and so forth. Going back to something we talked about earlier, diazepam, I believe, is the pharmaceutical product that he had a prescription for. There will be a toxicology report coming out of the autopsy. Hopefully it will be made public. And the autopsy report should reveal if he had diazepam or other pharmaceutical products and or alcohol in his bloodstream. The addition of alcohol on top of diazepam accentuates and amplifies the effect of the antidepressant. It's premature to speculate in my opinion, on what this man may or may not have had in his bloodstream. Like I said earlier, the one common denominator between most of these mass shooters has been the consumption of pharmaceutical antidepressants, psychotropic drugs. That's the one common denominator for almost all of these mass shootings. Everything changed in this country in the late 60s. Around 1969, 1970, give or take a year, the massive change came about to empty out the psych wards, where they kept people who were a threat to themselves or others, get them on prescription medications, and turn them loose. We had almost no homeless problem before that. We had almost no mass shootings before that. Since then, we've had a dramatic increase in both the homeless population and mass shootings, both. There was a time when we didn't attempt to control people with these kind of emotional problems with drugs. We locked them up where they couldn't hurt themselves or somebody else. That's what we did. That's what worked. That's what we did. That's what worked. We locked up people who presented a threat to themselves or to society in general. Since that time frame of 1969, 1970, along in there, we have had dramatic changes to our culture and our society. Break coming up. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter Dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. Thank you. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 5th of October. Next Tuesday, the 10th of October, I'll be speaking in Johnstown, Colorado. It's a Denver's far Denver suburb at the Johnstown Senior Center at 7 p.m., free and open to the public. There's a banner at my website at thelibertyman.com giving the address. And I hope to see a lot of you there. It's been about 20 years ago or so, I did a presentation. This was in St. Louis County, Missouri, in Clayton, Missouri. Had about 25 people there with 30 or 35 college degrees between those 25 people. These are urban dwellers. It was about, the audience was about two-thirds women and about one-third men. And I start out by asking people to agree the following. Well, we all know that firearms come from large factories that have expensive equipment run by highly trained technicians. And everybody sat there and nodded in agreement with that statement. That's where firearms come from. So if we can locate these large factories with expensive equipment and highly trained technicians and shut them down, then eventually there would be no more firearms. Everybody nodded in agreement. Then I reach into my bag and I pull out two pieces of common gas pipe used in homes all over the United States, homes, businesses, and so forth, schools, common gas pipe, and a receipt from the local hardware store of $4.50. And I demonstrated how one piece of pipe was the exact precise size for a 12-gauge shotgun shell to slip into And the other piece of pipe was the proper size for that smaller pipe to fit in the larger pipe, with a cap on the end of it and a BB epoxied on the cap for a firing pin, and demonstrated how for $4.50 anybody could go to any hardware store in the United States, have them cut the two pieces of pipe, thread one piece of pipe, screw a cap on it with a BB epoxied in the proper spot for a firing pin, and make what's called a slam bang a shotgun. So I told my audience, until or unless we can ban all gas pipe from all hardware stores in the United States, there will always be firearms. That the thought that you can eliminate firearms is a fantasy, perpetrated by people who don't understand firearms, who don't understand simple mechanical devices, and so forth. And of course, this was well before 3D printers were ever thought about, at least by the general public, or known about, well before 3D printers. The existence of 3D printers has the anti-gun liberals in a complete tizzy, finding out that anybody with less than $1,000 can manufacture real firearms at their kitchen table in any home in the United States. That has them in a complete tizzy that this can be done. Firearms are very simple mechanical devices. In fact, a World War II submachine gun, such as the grease gun, for example, or the Sten, come to mind, is simpler to manufacture and has only three moving parts compared to a Civil War revolver, which is far more complex and far more difficult and expensive to manufacture. That's my reality. And my reality is based on true reality, not somebody's half-baked idea of how complex firearms are. They're not. They can be, but they don't have to be. A simple submachine gun, such as used in World War II, is very simple. And as I have said a couple of times earlier in this show, if you can get a C-minus in the high school shop, a C-minus in high school metalworking shop, you can manufacture a simple submachine gun with only three moving parts. Simple, simple, simple. Not much to it at all. That's my reality. And so I know that there will always be firearms. They may be manufactured in people's home workshops. They may not be particularly attractive, but they will exist. Of course they will. The market will always meet the demand. If there's a demand for firearms, the market will meet that demand. It's just like if there's a market for alcohol, the market will meet that demand. If there's a market for opium, the market will meet that demand. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homestead, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get a opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 5th day of October. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. We have a project. There's going to be, it may already be posted. I haven't looked. I haven't talked to Tim Spencer yet. A new image of North America with new coastlines. It's from a recent TV show related to the Smithsonian Institute. Fascinating image. Supposed to be North America 100 million years ago. I've been advising people that the people have submitted to be looking at the entire series. I think there may be other images of North America with different coastlines in the series as well. If you find an image of North America or any continent with new coastlines on a TV show or a movie, get that image to me. You get your choice of any of my 5 DVDs as a thank you. It's a fun project and it continues to move forward. Also, my website, of course, is the Energy Cleaner. For first hour, we talked for about 24 minutes about the Energy Cleaner, a marvelous healing device. That's what it is. If you have issues with pain, joint pain, arthritis pain, back pain, the Energy Cleaner will most likely help. Not getting a great night's sleep? Yep, probably help there also. I use mine every night. What are you waiting for? Are you taking pharmaceutical products for pain? Are you taking pharmaceutical products for sleep? Long term, they're very harmful. All of them are. Of course they are. Energy cleaner cannot possibly cause harm. In fact, we have a court decision to that effect. Only $285 shipping included. Keeping in mind, I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee for me to you personally. And don't forget the mattress pads to go with it. The mattress pad and the energy cleaner is a great combination. You may want one for your bed, mattress pad, then the travel size that you can use on a smaller affected area, such as the knee, ankle, elbow, shoulder. They're handy for that. Only $285 shipping included to the to American zip codes for the energy cleaner. Keep in mind, I do take PayPal, the most secure way to make any payment online. PayPal also takes payments if you're a U.S. resident, by the way. MasterCard, Visa, checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. Toll-free our line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Taking your questions, calls, and comments at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. I have here in front of me the first letter regarding the shoestring machine gun. This is from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. The chief of the Firearms Technology Branch dated the 30th day of September 2004, where the chief of the Firearms Technology Branch, the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, declares that a shoestring is a machine gun. It's right there in black and white. Well, after being making fools of themselves, 3 years later, on the 25th day of June 2007, the acting chief of the Firearms Technology Branch, Mr. Vasquez, says that the shoestring by itself is not a machine gun. Only if it's properly attached to a semi-automatic firearm does it make it and the weapon and the firearm a machine gun. So they managed to completely humiliate themselves in front of the entire gun culture when they wrote that first letter in 2004, declaring that a common shoestring was in fact a machine gun. What level of idiocy is that? Well, it was not until 2007 that they published their correction, saying that a shoestring is not a machine gun unless it's reconfigured to be attached to the firearm, allowing a rapid fire. But then it becomes a machine gun when it's used in that manner. How about that? We continue to see the crazy level of ignorance among reporters and the mass media. They should consult somebody, an advisor of some sort, who understands firearms before they make their statements, publish their articles, publish their photographs. Sometimes in ignorance, sometimes as disinformation, there's no way to tell if these people are just dummies or if they're doing it with intent to obfuscate and confuse people. And I would say probably half the adults in this country can't tell you the difference between a semi-automatic and an automatic weapon with any kind of accuracy. I would say that's a fair statement. The TV reporter with CNN, Don Lemon, he didn't know. Well, he appeared to be genuinely ignorant of what an automatic weapon is. He went to a gun shop and bought a semi-automatic AR-15 and was making public statements on CNN that he had easily purchased an automatic weapon, which, of course, it was not the case. The term automatic weapon and machine gun are synonyms. That's what they are. They're synonyms. Now, any semi-automatic rifle, shotgun, or pistol can be converted to fire full automatic if a person wants to, has the knowledge and the expertise to do it. Some are more difficult than others. Even a World War I bolt-action rifle can be converted to fire semi-automatic or full automatic. In fact, there was the Springfield rifle in World War I, they were manufacturing what was called a Peterson device, P-E-D-E-R-S-E-N, I believe. It might have been S-O-N, but I believe it was S-E-N, Peterson device. that had converted the bolt-action rifle into a semi-automatic rifle with a 20-round magazine. They were doing that a century ago. This is simple mechanical devices, these firearms. Machine guns, the first successful designs, came about in the latter part of the 19th century, around 1890 or so, were the first successful, the Maxim, M-A-X-I-M, Mike India X-ray, no, M Mike Alpha X-ray India Mike, Maxim. Machine guns were being manufactured and sold in the 1890s. I found it kind of ironic when I was in Vietnam. I came upon at the 4th Corps compound, 4th Corps headquarters in the Delta where I was, a display of captured Viet Cong weapons, which included everything from the most recent M16s to weapons going back to the 19th century, including one Maxim machine gun, one water-cooled Maxim machine gun with a little bicycle seat on it that was used extensively in World War I. Those water-cooled Maxim machine guns, just like the water-cooled Browning machine guns, they could be shot all day long if they were in good condition. And the team, typically those heavy machine guns had a three-man team to keep them running and service them. They could literally fire hours at a time with minor issues. They were so reliable, and the water-cooled part of it is what allowed them to fire hour after hour tens of thousands of rounds on the battlefields of World War One, causing the massive carnage that they caused. We have a caller and holder. We have Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. You just mentioned World War One and machine guns. That mental picture popped in mind of there was one I know that had a water tank that actually enveloped the barrel.
There was a number of designs. Maxim was one. The Browning water-cooled was another one, and there were others as well.
Right, right. Pretty.
It was called a jacket. They called it a jacket. To surround the barrel with water and circulate the water to keep the barrel from overheating.
Pretty forward-thinking for that time, and definitely, as you said. I heard you talking about drugs, and I was a bit surprised to hear you mention diazepam, which is Valium. It's a sedative, hypnotic, and anxiolytic, and that sort of thing. Typically, with the mass shooters, when we've seen them go off, they seem to be more to be on the SSRIs, the selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor antidepressants. It seems to be that, you know, the vast majority of them all seem to be on something, and most of them are those. So the diazepam's a bit unusual since it's a central nervous system depressant instead of hypnotic and anxiolytic, you know.
What happens if you consume diazepam and alcohol at the same time, if you know?
Okay, just a second, yeah. Let me read something to you about that. Just 1 second, about 2 seconds.
Can't hear you, Glenn. Can't hear you.
Paranoid or suicidal ideation and impaired memory, judgment, and coordination, combining with other substances, particularly alcohol, can slow breathing and possibly lead to death.
Did you get that?
Not very well, but I heard suicidal.
It can cause things like paranoia, suicidal ideation, can slow heart rate, and can even lead to death.
And so there's additional alcohol added to it. Does what again?
Especially when combined with alcohol, yeah, it can slow heart rate.
Right.
And, yeah.
Right.
But especially when caused, yeah. So I'm just thinking that, you know, the guy may have been anxious, you know, and taking that, you know, if he thought he was going to be shaking too much or something, he may, you know, been trying to settle himself down, give himself what they used to call some Dutch courage, you know, with the alcohol. You know, who knows? I'm like I say, I'm more used to hearing that the shooters were on antidepressants.
Right. But, right. Well, they all come under the general category of psychotropic drugs, don't they?
Yes, definitely. At the benzodiazepine specifically, the benzodiazepine. About all this stuff, I was thinking a couple of things about this. One is, you know, I've deliberately, you know, cut back on my news junkie listening time in recent days. You know, after the constant onslaught of the ever-approaching hurricanes, you know, moving at slow speed and being covered around the clock, the hurricanes, then the earthquake in Mexico, you know, the devastation in the Caribbean from the hurricane, and now this. And, you know, it's like, just thinking it's, you know, I think it's prudent to limit your exposure to this, and you keep on, you know, living your normal life and not allowing it to debilitate you. Because, I was thinking about that phrase, think globally, act locally, that we've had foisted upon us since the beginning of Earth Day in the late 60s, early 70s, whatever it was. You know what? Sometimes I think we should be thinking locally and acting locally. It's like there's not much use in being upset, wound up, and agitated over something about which you can do nothing. You know, there's this idea of allowing the entire culture to be put into an anxiety mode, you know, a grief mode. You know, it's not edifying to the individual. You know, if you're directly affected, if you've lost someone, if you're in the social sphere of someone who's been injured or killed, I can see obviously you're going to be more affected. By these other disasters, if you're able to contribute or participate in rebuilding or contribute, then maybe you can do something other than that. There comes a point at which you're just upsetting yourself with no redemptive effect.
Right, right. Okay, anything else, Glenn?
You may have covered this already. Sorry if you have. Where are you at with this notion that there was things like there's more than one shooter or guns of a heavier caliber, like a saw or a 30 cal or something like that?
There's no doubt the weapon was a centerfire weapon of some sort. As to multiple shooters, I want to see evidence that I can rely on. So far, the evidence has been pretty sketchy and pretty hard to grasp and get a hold of. I don't regard the evidence I'm hearing so far as real evidence, the statements, photographs,
right,
whatever
right.
it might be.
And one thing I heard somebody point out is, you know, back at the time of the JFK shooting, they had you know, one or two recordings that, you know, included the shots, and they were did some kind of acoustic analysis on that even back then. Well, with certainly this, you know, there's certainly many recordings of this, and I'm sure the technology has advanced greatly that they can do, you know, the forensic, you know, magicians can do something to analyze this acoustically and maybe differentiate, you know, and specify, you know, what was going on there.
Right, right. Well, the resources of the FBI and other resources will be given all the attention they need to do a detailed scientific analysis of every aspect of this. It's too early. This is not a TV show. This is not going to be solved in an hour and a half. It will take weeks for the people with their various levels of expertise to go over the evidence and analyze it and prepare reports.
Right, and much like 9/11, I think there's much like 9/11. I think it's pretty clear that I doubt that we'll ever be given the true story of what all transpired here by the government or mainstream media.
Unlike 9/11, the feds came in and took jurisdiction immediately. We still have the local sheriff maintaining jurisdiction over this investigation. That changes everything by itself, Glenn.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And more power to them. You know, God be with him and his people.
Absolutely.
Get to the bottom of it. Thank you, John.
Exactly. Thank you for the call. Our next caller is Mark in New York. Good morning, Mark.
Hello, John.
Hey, Mark. You're on the air. Go ahead.
I just want to update some information regarding medication. I speak from experience. First of all, not all antidepressants are SSRI-type drugs, the serotonin reuptake inhibitors that have been marketed.
Hold that thought, Mark. We got a break. Come back after the break. Stay tuned.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 5th day of October. Mark, let's continue with your comments, sir.
The newfangled SSRIs, say, from the past dozen years are the ones that are of a greater suspect regarding the shootings. The one that I've been dealing with for decades is not considered an SSRI, and really the only side effect I've ever had was excessive sweating. The lorazepam, being a variation of the Valium mixed with alcohol, is just going to make you sleepy and amicable, and there's no aggressive type associations with, say, Ativan 1 milligram, or, you know, two of those and a couple beers are not going to have any ill effects other than make you want to take a nap.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if you originally mentioned a while back today, was it lorazepine, P-I-N-E? Because this is lorazepam.
Diazepam is what they were saying that he had a prescription for, diazepam. Or diazepam, maybe that's a better way to say it.
Okay, well, then I'm off the mark then.
That's okay. This is radio, and it's sometimes our clarity is not what we would like, Mark, but we do appreciate your input, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. We won't take any more callers this hour. It's been a fast 2 hours. We covered a lot of territory. My prepper tip of the week, of course, of the day, of course, is to maintain your situational awareness. That's critical. I don't care where you are. You could be in a remote village in South Central Missouri, where I live, or a big city, Chicago, Los Angeles, Detroit. Doesn't matter. You need to maintain your situational awareness and know what's going on around you at all times, and be prepared to deal with whatever's coming at you. Get your concealed carry permit, get your training, arm yourself so that you can protect yourself and the innocent lives around you. That's what it's all about, is protecting innocent human life. That's why you carry a gun, to protect innocent human life. That's why I carry a gun, to protect innocent human life. And you can also. It's a terrible responsibility, but it is a responsibility that most adults in this country can handle, in my opinion. So I encourage you to get your training, get your concealed carry permit, and get armed so that you also can protect innocent human life if you need to. That'd be a pretty neat thing, wouldn't it? Very satisfying. I've done this a number of times, protected innocent people from harm. It's one of the more satisfying things that I've ever done, and I think you may find yourself in a similar situation if you ever have to do it, being very glad that you got the training, got the permit, got the firearm, and you can also protect innocent human life from harm coming to them. Tomorrow we'll have Tom Berryhill, first hour, talking about emergency communications. Second hour we'll have Dr. Phil Myers talking about health-related matters, and we'll be wrapping up the week. It's been an eventful week, to say the least, hasn't it? And these other things, you haven't heard a peep about the special prosecutor and Russian collusion with Donald Trump, have you? It kind of fell in the background. I think it's going to silently go away. That's what I believe. There's nothing there. There's nothing there at all. Nothing of any consequence. Nothing that a special prosecutor is going to want to pursue. What we need to have is a special prosecutor to look into the Clinton Foundation. That's what needs to happen. And hopefully there's plans being made to do that. We also have Robert Kennedy Jr. Asking the Attorney General for indictments against the scientists who made the bogus claims that vaccinations don't cause autism. That needs to move forward. I'm sure it is happening behind the scenes. Hopefully indictments will be issued and extradition papers to bring the scientist back from wherever he is in Europe. That really, really needs to happen. The harm being caused by these vaccinations is off the charts crazy. It really is. And I'd like to see those indictments issued and this man extradited back to this country. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.